This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. We're currently living through an incredible, exciting time in the study of dermatology. Today, joining us is Chris Posner, President and CEO of Leo Pharma US, to discuss the study. Mr. Posner, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's a great honor and privilege to be on your show today.
And certainly our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So tell us, what makes this such an exciting time for dermatology, and what recent progress has been made in the field?
Yeah, so Eric, I mean, let me start off with giving a couple facts about dermatology. You know, one, you know, skin is actually the largest organ in the human body, which is, you know, which makes it, you know, something that dermatologists, you know, focus on and treat. And the second kind of critical fact is that, you know, the skin constitutes 16% of a person's body weight. That's far heavier than the human brain or liver, right? So, you know, it's not surprising that the skin is actually the organ system that hosts the greatest number of diseases. There's an estimated more than roughly, you know, 2,000 or so primary or systemic cutaneous diseases. And again, you know, dermatology is the branch of medicine that deals with conditions of the skin. So it's absolutely critical, you know, to focus, to have sole focus in medical dermatology. And, you know, so, you know, if you look at your question, the exciting time for dermatology, well, you know, dermatology is a multidisciplinary field. You know, it combines many aspects of science and technology. You know, as each of these fields evolve, you know, we're kind of facing a new era in dermatology with completely new types of treatments that are becoming a reality. And I believe strongly that they may fundamentally change the lives of millions of people who previously, you know, really have not had satisfactory options for treating their skin diseases.
Alternatively, in what areas does dermatology need to make progress? Touch on some of those details from what you're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, there's still a huge unmet need in treating skin diseases. And dermatology is working towards, you know, really advancing in the area of biologics to you know, provide treatments for some of the most difficult to treat skin diseases. And, you know, skin diseases affect more than a person's outward appearance. And, you know, for us at Leo Pharma, I mean, this is what our dedication is. And you know, we're paving the future of dermatology treatment through really investigating and developing solutions that are highly targeted. And we believe, you know, really treat the underlying cause.
And that is certainly the best approach, no doubt. Now, please tell us a little bit about Leo Pharma. I understand the company has a rather long history.
Yeah, I mean, so actually Leo Pharma dates back to 1908. And, you know, we've made it our mission at Leo Pharma from the very beginning to focus on the patient and the patient's needs first. And, you know, with the significant unmet needs in dermatology, this is our call to action for Leo. So, you know, there are few, really, if any, pharmaceutical companies that are really dedicating their entire future, their entire research and development only to skin diseases. And, you know, that's our commitment. We are solely dedicated to treating patients and to developing, you know, new treatments for patients in dermatology.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us today to cover dermatology today. We're speaking with Mr. Chris Posner, the President and CEO of Leo Pharma US, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what diseases does Leo Pharma help to treat the most?
Yeah, I mean, so at Leo Pharma, you know, we have a range of products that help treat patients with skin diseases. You know, right now in the market, we have products that treat plaque psoriasis. We have products that treat eczema and actinic keratosis. You know, really innovative products that really, you know, help patients in their everyday lives. You know, and in addition, Eric, you know, we have a really strong pipeline where, you know, we're developing innovative drugs, and they're in various stages of clinical trials And that's the excitement at Leo Pharma. Again, that's the focus on bringing to bear, innovative treatments to help patients, in their everyday lives and achieve healthy skin. That's again, like I said before, that's the sole mission, and that's the focus of our research and development.
And as a consumer, I would imagine that most would be totally confident in depending on the advice and direction and approach of Leo Pharma being in the industry for over 100 years. That alone says a whole lot to me. Now, when it comes to research and development, what sets Leo apart from other dermatology companies?
Well, I think what's very different and what's actually unique at Leo Pharma is that we're a foundation-owned company. So we do not have public, investors. We don't have Wall Street, for example. So, as a foundation-owned company, we really believe we have a unique responsibility that our publicly held peers do not have. And each and every one of our business decisions are evaluated solely on their ability to create value for the patient. That's incredibly inspiring for somebody like me and what inspires our entire company. So, we're free of the need to fulfill really short-term expectations of shareholder return or be swayed by analyst opinions, for example, and we can maintain a really long view and invest in the resources, knowledge, and technology to continuously innovate in the pursuit of advancing dermatology care.
Well, Mr. Posner, we certainly do appreciate what you do in the space through Leo Pharma US and all that you do, and we appreciate your time today. Where can listeners get further details on Leo Pharma online, and if they wanted to be in contact, would that location also be the best?
Well, they could certainly go to our website, leo-pharma.us. That'd be the best place to learn more about Leo.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Posner, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on the Health Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for your time.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Posner, the president and CEO of Leo Pharma US. And for further details, simply visit leo-pharma.us. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.